live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Good afternoon and welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you, taking you up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you're making your way through the work week all right. Got some good plans for the weekend. Whatever it is, I will be here talking sports with you for the next 3 hours. Trent Cotton running solo today. Jimmy B out on vacation, hiatus, whatever he wants to call it. He's going to be back. He'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday next week, at least on with me a couple of times. Jimmy B out doing Jimmy B things. That means while the cat's away, the mice can play, and we are going to have some fun here this afternoon. On the local front, we got things to talk about. Yesterday, the big story with the Cubs, Jose Quintana making his way from the south side of Chicago to the north side and to the Cubs. Now reports coming out that the Cubs maybe aren't done, not just in terms of making some moves and making some trades, making trades as it pertains to starting pitching. We will get to that today. Baseball gets going now in the second half. The unofficial start to the second half that kicks off tonight. Starting with the Cubs, it'll be the first game of the evening, 6:05 Central Time, as they're out in Baltimore to face the Orioles. A lot of baseball talk today. Plenty of things to get into. Trade rumors. Michael Pineda lost for the Yankees. How does that impact things? Lots to talk about there. We will get into that. Not just baseball at the major league level. We got a little high school baseball we're going to talk about. Tonight, the start of the 4A Substate, and it'll be the top-ranked Johnston Dragons kicking things off. We got their head man, Michael Barta. He'll be here this afternoon at 1:40. Some baseball talk on that front. Another great year of the CIML and an opportunity for a lot of CIML teams to make it to the state tournament a week from next. So that gets going tonight. Next week is state softball. I'll be there on Thursday calling some games from up there. And we got a special treat while I'm away. So we got that happening. What else is going on the local front? Oh, that's not all. The regular season has concluded for the Capital City League here in Des Moines and over on the eastern side of the state with the Primetime League with the UNI and the Iowa guys. Some looks at some of those numbers, some things that certainly jump off the page. The playoffs coming up this weekend on both sides, so we will talk about that today. We got John Bonenkamp coming by from the Burlington Hawkeye. He's been to the PTL a couple of times. We'll get his thoughts on some of those youngsters from both the Iowa and the UNI front. We'll talk with him at 12:25. Joe Aiello will be here at 1 o'clock. View from the bleachers. He will be here to talk about those Cubs, about the move from Quintana, what else could be up the sleeve of Jed and Theo with the Cubs. 1:40, that'll be Michael Barta's time. We got Cyclone talk today as well. Matt Nelson from Ride Right Natty Light's going to be here. Scott Gelman on Major League Baseball, the latest with all the trade rumors out there. We got you covered wall to wall, and it's Friday in the summer. And if you miss the show, maybe, hey, Fridays are difficult. Summertime sometimes can be difficult, though. We always find things here locally to talk about. What I like to do during the summer, something I call Friday fun. We screw around with different topics. Something funny that came up. Last week, we were talking about beer. We were talking about beer as it pertains to Texas signing their deal with Corona and kind of how that works out. And then we were going with different beers. And we had a lot of calls during the segment. It was a lot of fun. People with some different ideas equating beers to college football or college basketball teams. We did that. Today, we're going to go a different route. Without Jimmy B to bounce ideas off of, though, sometimes Mr. Brinson can struggle with what I'm trying to explain to him. Maybe that's my own fault. Maybe I just don't explain it well enough. At least that's probably what he would say. No, what we're going to do today, if you've ever heard me talk about sports over the last 13 years of doing this here in the state of Iowa, you know that I'm a degenerate. I love gambling. And I'm one of those people that will gamble on anything. Just on Monday, the Home Run Derby. I have a group of friends from college that are just like me. They're degenerates. They will bet on anything. So what do? 8 guys together, draw out of a hat. Here we go. Everybody throw a couple bucks in. Winner take all. We bet on the Home Run Derby. And so we do all these stupid pools. The exchange of money continues back and forth all the time. That's what I do. the good thing, at least for me, at least I feel, and this is how I justify wanting to gamble on everything. Now, baseball tonight, we get back with 15 games. I might make 15 bets. But I've never gone overboard. I've never made that bet that makes me uncomfortable, where if I lose it, I would be in financial trouble. Some people have to have that. And some people have to have that kind of feeling to make it matter. They can't throw, when they're in Vegas, $20 on a game and have the feeling that other people do. I'm one of those people. I bet $2, $20, $200. I have the same feeling. So you know what? I'm just going to save money because I'm cheap. I'll just deal with the $20 bet when I'm out in Vegas. Those are the things that I do. But I got some stories for you guys. A Vegas story. One of the first times that I was out there. We'll talk about that. And I'm going to give you some over-unders. My top five over-unders for college football betting this year. If you're making your way to Vegas, I'll give you thoughts on Iowa and Iowa State. Those are not part of my top five. But I do have a Big Ten one. I have a Big 12 one. And three others in college football. My top bets of the year. I have zeroed in. I've been working on these for a while. And I have actually placed the wagers myself on these five bets. My five favorites. That's coming up today at 12:45. Friday fun with some stories of the degenerate life. And, of course, my top five college football plays. So that's all coming here today. You can join me as always as well, 515-264-1700. If you got some gambling stories, love to hear from you as well at 12:45. Gambling stories are always fun. I get a kick out of them. From playing the table games, sitting at a craps table, that's what I love to do when I'm playing. Used to be blackjack. Poker, you know, the World Series is going on right now. All these things. There always seems to be a story that comes out of it. Get those to me. If you don't want to call in, get a hold of me on Twitter at Trent Condon, or just shoot me an email, TrentCondon@gmail.com. TrentCondon@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. We'll have some fun with that coming up later on this hour. But I want to start, as we put a cap on the regular season with the Capital City League and the Prime Time League, on a few things that continue to come up. And number one, as I was going through the box scores last night from the Capital City League, playoffs are set. There was an upset last night. Old Paul Dorfield's team finally lost a game. They finished 6-1. They're still the number one seed. But I'm going through here, taking a look at some numbers. And the first thing, I think every night when I look at these numbers, that always comes up is the play of Mariel Sheahag. And I asked this earlier this week of Alex Halstead from CycloneAlert.com. And I asked Alex if the expectations would be different if Sheahag was eligible. Mariel Sheahag was a nice player for Virginia. You know, he has to be able to be a kid that plays a little bit of defense. If you're going to get any minutes for Tony Bennett, you have to be able to play on the defensive end. But we're seeing this offensive explosion. Again, primetime league stats, Capital City League stats. It's summer basketball. Don't go too far with it. I get that. But the consistency that Sheahag has shown, another huge effort last night, 54 points, efficiency, 22 of 35 shooting from the floor, 9 of 18 from downtown, also 7 rebounds, 5 assists. If Sheahag was eligible to play this year, if that would shift our focus for Iowa State this season. On paper, I believe Iowa State is still short of being an NCAA tournament team. In the Big 12, the pecking order goes this year, number one Kansas, as it is every year. 2 through 4, you go West Virginia. I still feel like they're in the second spot. I go TCU next. West Virginia, TCU, then you get in some arguments. Do you go Texas? You know, Mo Bamba coming in. They finally have a point guard, a guy that played in the backcourt together with Lindell Wigginton. If you throw Texas into that mix, Oklahoma, how much does that young talent improve? Baylor's still going to be there. Scott Drew, every single year, seemingly he's right there. Now, where does Iowa State fall in the mix? And for me, as I look at this roster, with Michael Jacobson having to sit out this year, with Mariel Sheahag having to sit out this year, I still see this as a team that is short of an NCAA tournament. That's without knowing what they're going to be able to get out of a guy like Cameron Laird. Laird last night, another good, solid night from him. He goes 9 of 18 from the floor, 21 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 block shots. Like to see that one. Little defense, a little help side over there for Cameron Laird last night. I still believe this team is just short of an NCAA. I see them much like Iowa was last year. The Hawkeyes a year ago got off to a bad start, had the loss to Nebraska-Omaha, also had an injury in there to Tyler Cook that I think disrupted things a little bit in the non-conference. We saw, though, as the season progressed, pretty good. Disappointment come Big Ten tournament time, but still a team that was on the precipice of being an NCAA tournament team just fell a little bit short. That's what I see for Iowa State this year. Wigington, how is he going to be able to play together with Donovan Jackson? Will one of those guys want to control the ball more? Is Lindell Wigington, is he a pure point guard? And how do those share those duties? That's question number one. Nick Weiler-Babb, great game last night for Weiler-Babb. Puts up a triple-double. Triple-double now all of a sudden has become even a bigger thing. You notice that? But he goes off 45 points last night, 13 rebounds, 13 assists. Not just that, 5 steals, 3 block shots, and did it, or he had to play the whole game because his team only had 5 dudes out there. Weiler-Babb, can he be more than a great athlete, a guy that is good defensively and can guard a myriad of positions? Can he become a bigger force on the offensive end? Now, these are all questions that can be answered in the affirmative. And if these things happen, if Laird can give them good quality 20 minutes a game, if Weiler-Babb does make those improvements offensively, if Solomon Young becomes a guy that is not just a pick and roll kind of guy, but can do a little bit more, they get the ball inside to him, he can do some things with his back to the basket. All these questions are asked, and Jackson and Wigington work together. Yeah, this team can get there. But it feels like just a little bit short right now. We'll get into that more coming up later in the show. Matt Nelson will be here at 2 o'clock as we'll talk some Cyclones with him. Over to the other side of the state and the Prime Time League. Big game last night. Speaking of triple-doubles, another one from Nicholas Baer. He goes off for 43 points last night, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists for Nicholas Baer. The question for him is, last year, as you can see, he was one of the 5 best players on the team for the Hawkeyes a year ago. There's no doubt about it, and that's certainly going to be the case again this year. But there's something about him coming off the bench. He's still going to play starter minutes. He's still going to get you 25 minutes a game, maybe 28 minutes a game. He's still going to do that regardless if he starts the game or if he comes off the bench. But his ability, the hustle aspect that he has, an ability to shoot the ball, can get to the rim, does so many good things. I love him in that second unit. I love him as an energy guy coming off the bench. He's still going to get the minutes. I think that's the best thing for him because he can do different things. He can sub different ways. But here's something. And I was talking with Wolfgang, not going to be able to join us today. He'll be back with us next week, though. I was joking with him as I was going through the box scores and the numbers from last night. We were having a big conversation on Tuesday about Ahmad Wagner and trying to figure out, with all these front court guys, and especially so many guys on the Iowa basketball roster that are power forwards and they're centers. You know, with that happening, with those two guys out there and that huge group, who can you steal some minutes at the three? You might have to play zone defense with different combinations, but figuring out a way to really play 3 big guys together in today's age where there's not a whole lot about that. Well, you got to have a guy that can shoot it a little bit from the outside. Look, you can't play Cordell Pemsel alongside Tyler Cook, alongside Luka Garza. Can those guys shoot a wide-open 3 and hit it? Yeah. You don't want those guys. I don't think you'd get the court spread the way that you need to in basketball today. I just don't see that being very effective. But with this, can you find a guy that you can steal 3 minutes a half at the small forward position that can guard on the other end? Defensively, can guard small forwards that you're going to see across the non-conference and across the Big Ten slate. One of the guys, because of his athleticism, is Ahmad Wagner. Wagner didn't shoot very well on Sunday. And Wolfgang said he never wants to see him shoot a three again. What's he do? Goes 4-7 from three last night. So I had to give Wolfgang a hard time on that one. Ahmad Wagner, 23.7 rebounds and 4-7 from three. Christian Williams with a nice night, 17 points, including going 3-for-3 from the outside. Kreiner continues to be very good. Trying to figure out minutes for this team is a difficult exercise. We've talked about this a lot this summer. We have tried to figure out how to divvy up these minutes, what makes sense. Two freshmen coming in. Garza, Dungy. Both look very solid. Big game as well for Garza last night. He goes for 32 points, 10 rebounds in his primetime game. You got those guys, along with Wagner, along with Cook, along with Cordell Pemsel. He's not even playing as he's recovering from surgery for the hernia. His team's stacked up. And if Nunji maybe isn't the small forward that some people kind of typecast him as a Jared Utah starter kit, he's more of an inside guy. I think, though, he can shoot it from the outside. More skills on the interior. Defensively, can he guard threes? That's going to be a question mark. Now, Utah, we knew, could do that because of his length, because of the athletic ability. He was able to do that. Will Nunji be able to do that? That's a question. But Ahmad Wagner is a guy that certainly can guard on that end. It's a lot of fun to talk about. A lot of fun to look at the different numbers from last night. Over on the UNI side, a couple of numbers that also jumped off the page. Wyatt Lowhouse, another solid night for him. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He'll be taking over guard duties next year after the redshirt year a season ago. Gary Rima, the voice of the Panthers yesterday. We were talking about Tywan Pickford, the freshman coming in. Rima feels like he's got a good chance to start for the Panthers right away. I mean, this is the kind of pickup that they got with a lot of guys coming back. He's been absolutely good. Another solid night from him last night. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. And another huge night from Juwan McLeod. Last year, McLeod, the shooting never came. It was so odd watching him, and it seemed like for a big portion of the year, it became very mental, where McLeod got in his head, wasn't knocking down shots, and he'd become timid out there and passive, and he just can't have that. He put up big numbers last year in the PTL, and that's, again, why you don't want to overreact. But a guy going into a sophomore year, learned a lot last season, they need Juwan McLeod to be very good. If this UNI team is going to be good enough to compete for a regular season title, and I think the talent's there, a big piece of that is going to be Juwan McLeod and what he can do as a point guard playing in the backcourt with Wyatt Lowhouse. McLeod, 36 points, 10 assists last night, including going 5 of 10 from 3. Isaiah Brown, another freshman from a year ago, now going into a sophomore year. He had a nice night. He had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Looking pretty good there. And, of course, as we know, no Wichita. That's always a good thing. We'll take a break here. On the other side, we come back. John Bonenkamp will be here. We'll talk Hawkeyes. We'll talk a little bit of everything. And an interesting story that John had about some changes as it pertains to college basketball. What is a quality win? We'll dig into that. The Burlington Hawkeyes, John Bonenkamp. He's my guest to kick things off here. 12:45, some Friday fun, gambling stories, and my picks for over-unders of the year in college football. All to come here, Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Ace is the place with the... Right, most people know it's with the Helpful Hardware folks. But this message isn't about Ace Hardware. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Clint Burkhall. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We are glad to share them.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 KBGG with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo.
The trick golf shot that I do have is when I hit it in the woods if I find it. If I find it in the woods, I'm good.
I've seen you golf. The trick shot for you is hitting the green in regulation.
There you go.
Then join former Pro Bowl running back Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney for the Tiki and Tierney Show and head into the evening with former Register sports writer Phil Ryder with Ryder Than You on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's 2-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and 3 additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
All right, welcome back, Tiki. Up till 3 o'clock here today. You know, I can be a busy guy. And I can be a little bit lazy sometimes. But not so lazy that I'm sitting around watching chips like John Bonacamp from the Burlington Hawkeye is. John, what's going on in Burlington
busy
today?
Week. I get an hour to watch Eric Estrada's cup.
So. the acting is elite. I remember watching that show. Now, obviously, in syndication, I wasn't around back when it was out originally.
Right.
Probably, right. I think, what, TBS maybe played it back in the 90s, something like that? Maybe
probably,
early 90s.
Yeah.
That show's not good, John.
It doesn't age well. No, it doesn't age well, you know, but... It's still good TV.
It is. It keeps a chuckle going on. So I'm gonna guess the regular season of the PTL is open. We don't have any Hawkeye players getting arrested. I'm not sure what's happening with the Leathernecks over there. You got state softball next week, state baseball after that. But Must be pretty slow times over in Burlington if you're just sitting around watching Chips middle of the day.
No, I'm in the middle of working, I think it's like 15 out of the last 16 days. So we're adjusting to a new system and how we do things. And so I've been in a lot of meetings and doing my job, too. So it's been a lot of fun. The month of July has been the thrill of a minute. We're only halfway through, so.
I know that all too well. I love those meetings. Yeah. And, always a good time. Well, we're here to talk some Hawkeyes, some Cyclones. We got kind of a lot of things that I wanted to hit with you today. And want to start with the primetime league. Just some observations that you've made when you've been able to make your way up to North Liberty on the Hawkeye front. You know, we've talked a lot about the freshmen, both Nungy and Garza. I think they've kind of gained the headlines. But one guy I wanted to ask you about, a forgotten guy that was a starter for a big portion of last year, Ahmad Wagner, has been shooting threes, didn't shoot it very well over the weekend. Then last night had a big performance, hit 4-7 three-pointers out there. And the question becomes, as you look at the front court stacked up with power forward center types, they need some help at that small forward position. Can he give them 3-4 minutes a half as a small forward, both defensively and offensively, or is that still a stretch in your mind?
I don't think it's really a stretch, but I think it has to be done consistently. That's my thing. Obviously last night he did that. Okay, can he do that every night? That's the big thing in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I sat down with Fran on Monday, and we talked just about the team in general, and he talked about Ahmad and the things that he's able to do defensively and rebounding. Now, if you add an offensive part to this game, and you add outside shooting to this game, he becomes another very valuable piece. This is a very deep team right now, and so I think everybody has to show they can do everything if they want to play. And it's like, you know, it's okay if you've got a guy that can rebound and all that, but how many minutes is he going to get over the guy that can rebound but also shoot threes and also block shots and do some of the things like that? So I think everybody has to show what they can do on both ends of the court to get playing time.
So with that, you know, it's very difficult to figure out how minutes are going to be divvied up here. Have you sat down and put pen to paper and tried to figure this out? I've done it a couple of times this summer. I did it first before Kreener's kind of emerged here, and a guy that looks like he's going to be able to push for not 8 to 12 minutes a game, but probably higher than that. It's a difficult exercise here because of the depth, and there just doesn't seem to be a huge difference. You don't have the elite-level guys. You just got a bunch of guys that are good basketball players.
Yeah, you have a really good. I mean, you have really good players, and I think you can go with any of them at any point in the game. And one of the things I asked Fran on Monday is like, you know, there were times last year when they would ask about a player who didn't play a lot, mm-hmm. and the answer would be, well, I wish I could have gotten to play him more. You know, and it just, you know, and so I asked him, I go, how many games did you look back and say, I wish I could have played whatever player more? And he's like, every game. Because he said all those guys worked hard and played well in practice and deserved playing time. So the key really is going to be how do you divide it up. And I think it's going to be different guys every night. Last year you could always count on Peter Jok playing, you know, 30 minutes a night. You don't really have, I mean, other than maybe Jordan Bohannon and maybe Tyler Cook, there are everybody else, whatever you get out of them, you're going to get, and it may vary from game to game, so you may see a guy play 20 minutes one night and four the next, or, you know, 15 and 10. You know, who knows? So, I mean, it is going to be hard, and it's going to be one of those things, but he has so many options that it seems like whatever button he pushes is probably going to be the right one.
So, as you go through, you get to the other side, and that's the guard court. Your thoughts on Bohannon? It sounds like he's been trying to work on a couple of different things this summer. His minutes are going to go up. There really isn't anything that you're overly excited about in the backcourt. You know, at that point guard position, we saw Christian Williams last year. In a pinch, he can play it. Same thing with Ellingson, but neither of those guys are going to be playing 15, 20 minutes a game at the point guard spot. It's going to be Bohannon. Improvements you've seen out of him this summer?
Well, I think he's really wanted to be able to get to the basket more and be able to create things off the dribble. And if he does that, he can become an even more effective point guard. I mean, this is a guy that can score from the outside. This is a guy that knows how to get the other players the ball, which as a freshman was a really is a really underappreciated talent to know how to get them the ball and where to get them the ball. And so he knew that last year, especially by the end of the year, he was really good at that. Now you add a component of being able to get to the basket, get to the free throw line, or score. Now that makes him an even more dangerous player. So I think that's one of the things I think he really wants to round out the game. Again, go back to what I said earlier. If the more tools you have in the toolbox, the better you're going to be with this team. And so I think that's what a lot of these guys are working on, to be more versatile and do different things.
Over to the other guys that you saw, the you and I guys. Any takeaways from the Panthers? Wyatt Lohaus, good to see him back out of the court this summer after having to sit out three quarters of the season as he got a medical red shirt. He was back out there. A couple of the youngsters in the guard court have impressed. A couple of takeaways that you got from the you and I guys in the PTL.
I just think bottom line is that they need Wyatt Lohaus back. And I mean, I think they need that leadership and what he brings to the team. And I think that to me, that's the biggest key with this team this year is if you get him back, get him healthy and get him to the point where he's playing, you know, 20, 25, 30 minutes a game, that just makes them that much better, because it was clear last year that was the guy they missed. But, you know, I also think they need to get some scoring out of that front court. They need Bennett Cook to do things. They need Clint Carlson to do things. So I think that you know, the older guys on this team are really going to have to play well this year for this team to get back into where it can contend for a Valley title and not have like those situations like last year in conference play when they didn't play well. And they can be more, I think, like the team that won 9 out of 10 games in the middle of a conference season. So I do think that the older guys, I think, have really impressed me, because they're going to have to play well this year.
Yeah, they are, and there's an opportunity now, not just with Wichita not being there anymore and Valpo coming in for them, but also, you know, Illinois State was hit hard by graduation. One of their other top players that was expected back decided that, well, he was going to move on and go over and try to make money a different way. So, you know, there's an opportunity here for you and I to be a team that wins a conference title. They have the talent to do that, and like you said, Lohaus is going to be a big part of that. And those youngsters, last year, both Isaiah Brown, the kid from Texas, and McLeod, they both came in and played well in the PTL. It didn't translate. Looks like those guys are a little bit stronger from some things that I've heard and seen over there in Eastern Iowa. Those guys are going to be big cogs as well in that backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that you know, again, this is another team that appears to be pretty deep. And so, again, you're going to need that, especially if you get into a situation like last year, where they had guys hurt or guys that weren't playing well. So I just think that a lot of the younger guys who got a lot of playing time last year are really going to maybe take that next step forward. And so I do think this is going to be a really better team 1 through 13 than what they were last year.
John Bonacamp joining us from the Burlington Hawkeyes. We talked some Hawkeyes, a little Cyclones with him. With that, John, wanted to get your thoughts over with the football team, and we haven't had a chance to talk since the newest addition, kid from over on the other side of the river from you over in Illinois, Butler by way of Nevada, running back, and Akram Wadley has said the right things. Does he believe those things he's saying?
I think he doesn't, and I mean, there was one line that he had the other day that I think is absolutely correct, where he said, if you're good enough to get the ball, they're going to give it to you. And there was a confidence in what he said. He's not worried about his job. He knows what he can do. And, you know, and I think he looks at it as, you know, if this guy comes in and takes my spot, good for him. We're going to be a better team. And, you know, one of the lines he brought up was, he said, you know, something that Kirk Ferentz often tells the team, he's never coached a team that had too many good players. And so I think he kind of embraces the fact that there's going to be somebody there to maybe take a little bit of the load off it, because, you know, everybody, you know, running backs can sit there and say, I want the ball 30 times a game. By about October, they're like, why am I getting the ball 30 times a game? So, you know, I think he appreciates the fact that they've added another really good back, because then it could function a lot like the way the backfield did last year. So I do think he's saying all the right things. You know, let's see what it looks like at the end of September. But if both these guys come in and play well and they're winning, that makes everybody happy and nobody complains. So I do think he understands what this means for the team, and I think he's okay with it. And that's a good thing, because the one person you don't want to get off the track right now is your best offensive player.
You know, this is an opportunity now for Brian Ferentz to add another piece to the puzzles to do some different things. Last year they went and they decided, oh, look, we're going to revive the jet sweep. And, well, Akron Wadley talked about it before the game against Penn State. It was a disaster as they tried to pull it
off. Right.
But new wrinkles, more wrinkles than just a jet sweep here and there, but a little bit more. How innovative do you believe Brian Ferentz will be, at least in year number one?
I don't really think there's going to be that much innovation. I think it's going to be the straightforward offense that's always been run there. But I do think it's tweaked a little bit, because I think that, you know, when you add a player like what they did, when you add another running back, okay, that's a guy that you can use in passing situations. And because you don't know what you've got right now in wide receiver. You don't know how that's all going to work. So any elements you can add to the passing game are better. I do think you're going to see the running backs involved more in some of those things. You know, do you maybe do some creative things with both of them in the backfield? I don't know. You know, so, I mean, there's you can be creative about it, but philosophically, I don't see a whole lot of difference.
Interesting. We're talking with John Bonenkamp, what the Hawkeyes are going to be. John, I was talking a little bit ago about this defense and the opportunities that are there for this defense, not just to be solid, they pretty much always are under Kirk Ferentz and company and the Parkers running the defenses, but a chance to be at the elite level for what we've seen in the past. How close do you think they can be to do that? I know there's still question marks there, but is there a 5% chance of that happening, or is it better than people think that this defense has a chance to be really special?
You have to be really. You have an elite group of linebackers. That's a really good group of linebackers, and there's a little bit of depth there. The key for me is I don't know how they're going to be on the back end. You know, there's some concerns there. Although I think they'll be pretty good. To me, it's up front. What do you do there in terms of pass rush? Run defense, that sort of thing. So to me, the biggest question mark is up front more than at the back. So how they can do that, if they can get pressure on opposing teams, you know, with the pass rush, that's going to be a really big key for this defense, I think.
You know, this team, it's kind of a wide range of expectations that are out there, at least from the fan base. But it feels like most everybody is settled in that 6-7 win range for the Hawkeyes. If they don't get to that, if they miss a bowl game, Gary Barta made his first public comments since the trial earlier this week. How much pressure is on a Kirk Ferentz? And secondly, Gary Barta, if this is a 4-8, 5-7 type of year?
I don't think there is very much, because I think, you know, I mean, you're going to have the segment of the fan base that has always been unhappy, and they're going to be really unhappy, I think. But for the most part, I think it depends on how they would go to 4-8. If you're 4-8 and you have a bunch of injuries, you know, people are 5-7 or whatever, people kind of, you know, shrug their shoulder, okay, it's happened. If you're 4-8 and 5-7 with everybody on this healthy roster, you know, on this roster healthy, that's when I think people get mad. I don't think they're going to have a losing record. I do think they're going to be somewhere between 6-8 wins. If it all clicks, they can get to 9. A lot of things are going to have to fall into place to do that. So I do think this is a bowl team, and I think it's a 6-8 win team. But, you know, I mean, but they're, you know, one or two injuries away from having bad things happen, I think.
Yeah, the depth is a cause for concern there. I agree with you as we talk with John. All right, John, we will let you go, and we will let you get back to Chips, okay? I mean,
okay, yeah, we're getting in high drama.
It is, I'm sure. Let's see, I'm gonna guess what is happening right now. They have figured out who the bad guy is in the episode. They have been trailing him for a little bit of time now. And they're probably honing in on where he is, his secret hideout. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, and now we're in the middle. We've got that ultimate chase that always comes at the end. So
we'll let you get back to it. And
all right.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. I hope it's not too exciting for you. We don't want anything crazy happening for you.
No,
stay
no,
healthy
no,
over
no.
There. You know, it's.
I will try.
It's
this,
high
this
drama.
Is high drama.
Yeah. Wise Owl, be good, my man. We'll talk again soon.
All right, take it easy. See you later.
That's John Bonacamp from the Burlington Hawkeye Sports Editor. Covers the Hawkeyes and much more over in Eastern Iowa. Always a lot of fun, and we let him get back to chips. Midday viewing. You know, John could just flip on the show and listen to me over the computer. Our signal's big. I don't think it's that big that we get down to Burlington, though. On some days, you know, if you get the overcast skies, it can bounce up a little bit better. But you can always hear us. 1700kbgg.com. You can get a hold of us there, you know, all your apps. Plenty of places. Take Jimmy B and TC on the road with you. Well, coming up next, it is time to talk gambling. My top five over-unders for the college football season. Some Vegas stories, some gambling stories, bad beats. It's Friday fun, and it comes up next. You got a gambling story for me? Give me a call right now at 515-264-1700. That's 264-1700. Get a hold of me on Twitter at Trent Condon, or you can shoot me an email, trentcondon@gmail.com. Friday fun with gambling talk next on the Big Talker 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
With the turning of another calendar year, you hear dealers offering savings on this and special financing on that. This is Tom with Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center. Since we offer exciting deals all year long, we thought we'd offer you, the RV owner, one better than the other guys. When you purchase a new RV from Bob and Joe's RV Center, you get RV warranty forever at no cost to you. A real warranty for as long as you own your RV. RV warranty forever will pay for all repairs to the covered components of your RV for as long as you own your RV. Bob and Joe's RV Center is so confident in their inventory that they've offered a lifetime warranty on every new and qualified pre-owned RV at no cost to you. To top that all off, Bob and Joe's RV Center is an exclusive RV warranty forever dealer in the state of Iowa. Get a quality RV at a great price from Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center and get a true peace of mind forever. Browse and purchase with confidence at bobandjoesrv.com. Every great vacation starts somewhere. Start yours at Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center with RV warranty forever.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, folks, so I told you, Friday fun today is gambling. One of my favorite topics. Love talking about it. Always find it interesting, even if I don't have action on the game. Got five teams that I like for over-unders in college football. I'm going to give those to you here before we wrap up the hour. Got a couple stories for you. We'll see how deep we get into those. You can join me once again at 515-264-1700. And I'll tell you where my love of gambling started. With my first bet. And I remember it well. And I'm sure pretty much anybody my age or older that lives in the state of Iowa, has lived in the state of Iowa throughout the last 37 years, will remember this game. It was the LeFester Rhodes game. Iowa, Iowa State. A great basketball game. Two entertaining teams up and down the floor. It was an incredible basketball game. So, hanging out with Dad, my mom had to work that night, I believe at Larry's Lounge, if I remember correctly. So it's me and the old man. And says, hey, you want to go over to Charles City? They had a swimming pool, an indoor swimming pool, inside the hotel, and he paid like a buck. So him meets his buddy Tom Kleckner and Tom Kleckner's stepdaughter, who was about my age, year older, year younger, I don't even remember. I mean, we're talking 30 years ago. Give me a break here, folks. So the game's about ready to tip off. Got the swimsuit ready to head down to the pool. There was a TV there where we'd watch the game. As we're heading down, Tom Kleckner, who my dad and him always played cards. They like to gamble. They also introduced me to Greyhound racing. Another story for another day. Said, hey, Trent, you want to bet on the game? What's that mean? Bet on the game. Well, who wins? I said, of course the Hawkeyes are going to win. And he's one of the few Cyclone fans that I even knew. And I said, well, of course the Hawkeyes are going to win. They always win. Iowa State, come on. It's 1986, 87. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, sure. Because, well, you got to bet money. I don't got any money on me. Again, I'm 6'7". I don't got anything. Dad's got me. But I'm not thinking that. I said, sure, yeah. $5. So the game goes on. LeFester Rhodes doesn't miss throughout the game. Baffled how Iowa State's staying in this game. Iowa, I felt, should be running away with it. It wasn't the case. The Cyclones win it. And Tom's hand goes out. You know, the Happy Gilmore line, made a bet, pay the man. That one was uttered as well from Tom well before the movie had even come out. I had to go to dad, had to get the money, and learned right there. Don't make bets with money you don't have. And since then, I've been good about that. Don't make bets with money that you don't have. Don't put it out there on your mortgage. If you don't got a backup plan, just don't go down that road. Make it fun. Keep it entertaining. Bet with your head, not over it. And I learned that lesson with my first bet. Started 0-for-1, and I believe still trying to dig myself out of a hole of gambling. So here we are. Over-unders for the season. I have found five that I like. Now, for Iowa and Iowa State, the latest line that I saw from the Hawkeyes over at Bovada, where the Hawkeyes, they have it at 7 there. You got to lay 165 if you're going to bet the under, and that's where I would bet today. Now, without the juice involved, certainly, this might sway me a little bit more if I had to make a bet, and we like to play that game. You have to make a bet one way or the other. I'd still probably be on the other side. At 7.5, it's an automatic. At 7, I'm swayed a little bit. I'm still probably thinking over. I think this is a 6-6 team. I think this is going to be a team that maybe even pulls an upset in there, but is also going to have a head-scratching loss. Maybe it's the opener against Wyoming. The game against Michigan State. It's something that you're kind of left wondering. Even Purdue, towards the end of the year, there's going to be one in there that's a little funky. I also think this team's going to pull an upset in there. I don't think it'll be against Ohio State, but Penn State, even as ugly as last year was, absolutely. On the road at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, at Northwestern. But as you look at the schedule, that's where I get to this, Mark. Because, boy, that schedule is tough. I'm on the under for the Hawkeyes, making a bet on them. For Iowa State, it depends on where you're looking. There's a couple of shops that have it at 4.5. I'm on the over on that side. If it's at 5.5, I'm on the under. I think Iowa State's a 5-7 team right now, as I look at it. So it depends on the number, but those are not my best bets. Here they are, my best bets over unders for the 2017 college football season. Starting in the Big 12, my pick, I like the under on Oklahoma. I like the over on Oklahoma State, but my favorite one is West Virginia. 6.5 the number right now. I like the over on this one. Yeah, Dana has had his ups and downs. Will Greer, though, when he saw him at Florida, this is a kid that can make some plays, and he can get out and scramble. And he's going to need that because the offensive line for West Virginia probably isn't going to be very good. Still, I think they're going to be able to put it up enough points. Defensively should be at least all right for Big 12 standards. I like the over on this one, West Virginia, at 6.5. On the Big Ten side, I gave you the Hawkeyes. A couple other thoughts out there we'll probably talk about a little bit later. But my pick, my favorite of one of my five, and my pick from the Big Ten, it is Northwestern, and I'm going over on the Wildcats, the number at 7.5. No juice on this one if you hit the over. In fact, it's straight lined even on that one. Like the Wildcats, not just Clayton Thorson, what he can do, and of course Jackson. Were they bailed out at times last year by Carr, the wide receiver? Sure, I agree with you there. Offensively, they're going to be good. Defensively, they should be solid. I think there's a real opportunity, and the schedule plays out for Northwestern to make another step forward this year and get to 8 wins or more. Next up, we go to the SEC. My pick in the SEC, I'm going with Mississippi State. 5.5 is the number. Hey, somebody's got to be bad, right? And though Mississippi State, I don't think, is going to be awful. You know, the young quarterback that started to take over last year in place of Dak Prescott took some strides as the year went on, can move around, really can make some plays, and a physical runner on top of it. Still, defensively, take a step back, and that SEC West, it is such a difficult road. I'm going under here on Mississippi State at 5.5 with pick number 3. Fourth one on my over-unders for the college football season, I'm going out to the Pac-12. This one seems like an easy, easy lock, and usually that's trouble. I'm going over on Utah at 6.5 the number. Do have to lay some juice there at minus 140 right now. It's easy as this. 3 straight night win seasons. They got a lot to replace. It's Utah. They do it. Kyle Whittingham is one of the most underrated coaches in college football. Give me the over on the Utes at 6.5. And finally, I'm going with the national champion for my last pick. Clemson, the Tigers, 9.5 is the number. Seems like a trap. I'm going to stay away from it. Give me the under. They finished 9-3 this year. Still good, still talented, but you lose a transcendent player like Deshaun Watson.
I got to go the other way, and that's what I'm doing with the Clemson Tigers. My five picks for over-unders this year. Clemson, under 9.5. Utah, over 6.5. Northwestern, over 7.5. Mississippi State, under 5.5. And West Virginia, over 6.5. My five plays for this year and a little Friday fun. We'll come back on the other side, kicking off the next hour, talking Cubs baseball, Jose Quintana and more. Joe Aiello joins us on the other side here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR 4.12%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
1700 KBGG, Des Moines, a Cumulus.